With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Jurors in the Trump trial in New York are back at it this morning, taking care of some business before they resume deliberations. They're reviewing some testimony, as well as the judge's jury instructions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston outside the courthouse.
The main jury includes 7 men and 5 women. There are also 6 alternate jurors who have listened to the testimony but won't join in the deliberations unless one of the main jurors needs to drop out or is removed. Members of the panel come from various professional backgrounds, including a software engineer, a teacher, a speech therapist, multiple lawyers, and an investment banker. Jurors' names are not being publicly released. Greg Clugston, New York.
And on his way into court this morning, Mr. Trump once again brushing aside the whole thing as a politically motivated sham.
This case should have been filed. Should not have been filed. Or at a minimum, it should have been filed 7 years ago. 7 years old, everybody turned it down, including federal elections turned it down. Southern District turned it down. Bragg turned it down. Then he rejuvenated it when I was running for office.
President Biden makes his first state visit to France next week, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Allied landings at Normandy. Mr. Biden will also visit Paris for talks with French President Macron. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court clearing the way for a National Rifle Association lawsuit against a former New York State official over claims she violated the group's free speech rights, a unanimous opinion by the High Court. The government has done it again, downgrading an earlier report on economic growth, now saying the economy grew at a 1.3% annual rate in the first quarter, not the 1.6% growth rate initially reported. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower this morning, the Dow down 383 points. This is SRN News. Hulu is bringing gay reality shows to the U.S. in June.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month, according to new Census Bureau data. Seattle residents are only slightly more religious. 16% of people in that city claim to attend church monthly. Southern cities such as Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas are among the most religious American cities. However, Riverside, California actually tops the list. Survey estimates 29% of residents attend religious services at least once per month. This is SRN News. Heartbreak for an Olympic champion gymnast.
Gabby Douglas is injured, forcing her to back out of the U.S. championships and making her ineligible for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The 3-time Olympic gold medalist hurt her ankle during training for the weekend's event in Fort Worth, Texas. The event would have been the gymnast's comeback and her first Olympics since 2016. Douglas would have been the oldest American woman to compete since the 1950s if she had made the team at the age of 28. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A hacker ring claims to have stolen the user data of more than 500 million Ticketmaster customers worldwide, reportedly trying to sell the information on the dark web for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Said to include customer names and phone numbers along with emails, addresses, and credit card information. Again, on Wall Street this hour, stocks down sharply. We have the NASDAQ off 124 points. More details, SRNNews.com.